Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Jason and Ken's six-pack. Inside access to what the boys are drinking.
I mean, thinking.
105.7 The Fan. So, Jason, we are going with our six favorite snowball flavors
Damn
today.
Skippy.
And I think ours are going to be different. Mine has a pattern, as I have a certain wheelhouse for snowballs. And I'll start with my number six, which is blue raspberry. And I'm a big fan, especially when I was a kid. I like the blue raspberry. It's sweet. Feels good on the ice. I like the sweet.
Good on the ice.
I like the,
as opposed to other flavors.
No, but
it feels different than other flavors.
I like the sweet flavors. I like the fruit kind of flavors. So blue raspberry is my six.
Are you calling that Skylight? Or are you saying
no? This is different. This is different.
Okay.
This is different.
Yeah, because I was going to say I don't know about blue raspberry.
Nah, yeah,
six. I went Tutti Frutti.
Ooh.
It was ubiquitous. It was you could go to different. It seemed like whatever's. Snowball stand you went to back like where I grew up in Highlandtown, there'd be all different corner stores that had them. Ed's on Foster and East was the go-to. Ed's was the best.
There was Hawaiian snowballs on Liberty Road when I was a kid.
That sounds corporate.
No, it was just a stand.
Okay,
it was just
Baltimore snowballs. Me personally,
yeah.
Why don't need Hawaiian?
No,
you go to Hawaii.
That was just their
have
branding.
A pig.
Yeah,
roast pig. You have roast pig snowball.
No, they just called it Hawaiian snowballs. But
gotcha.
It was, yeah,
gotcha. So I went Tutti Frutti six.
Okay, what's your five?
Five, I went cherry. I don't really like cherries that much now.
I don't like cherries
don't
at all.
I really like yearn for cherry.
Yeah,
but as a kid, I like cherry pie, like a cherry pop tart, and cherry snowball. I was way down with the cherries.
Different.
Just eating cherries.
Yeah.
Very seasonal.
Yeah.
They will turn your teeth red.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's some. You don't want to spill it.
Yeah.
You gotta come correct, Kenny.
Yes.
You want to make sure you're going to be able to contain that snowball because it could do damage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know that I would have one now, but this is sort of nostalgic.
Yes.
So I went cherry five.
Cherry was my other receiving votes, but my five was lime. I'm
really?
A big lime fan. Yeah, lime flavoring, sweet, good on a summer day. Was always a big lime guy.
I've never seen anyone eat a lime snowball.
Well, then we're going to have to go get a snowball after the show.
I mean, I don't mind lime.
Yeah.
I could see how it would be.
Yeah, sometimes go a little lemon lime.
What about key? Would they have key lime?
I don't remember a key lime, no.
That sounds kind of fancy.
Yeah.
So just straight up lime.
Lime.
You would order a lime snowball.
Yes.
I don't remember. Okay.
My number four. And Hawaiian snowballs on Liberty Road used to have this as a kid, and I loved it. It was a Hawaiian punch snowball, and I used to rock that. Basically that was my go-to childhood years. So that's my number four,
Hawaiian punch.
Yeah,
interesting. Would they have Kool-Aid also?
I don't remember a Kool-Aid no, but
Hawaiian
I did
punch.
Like the Hawaiian punch.
Would they have Tang?
I do not think they had instant breakfast. Treat snowballs or snowballs that the astronauts used to eat. No.
Yeah. No, that didn't make my cut. We didn't have Hawaiian Punch in Highlandtown.
No. They did on Liberty Road.
Four, I went with Sky Blue.
Sky Blue, man to man.
Light.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Goes well with anything.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. Sky Blue did not make my list at all. I do not have Sky Blue. My number three was... Oh, you're three. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm three?
Oh, wait. Did I get my... Yeah, I gave my four Hawaiian Punch, so you're three.
You're Hawaiian Punch. I'm three. Three is Spearmint.
Yeah, no.
No. Spearmint just goes with summer.
No.
Spearmint on a hot day.
I do like spearmint leaves, though, the candy.
Yeah, and do you like chewing gum?
I do like chewing gum.
Would you chew like spearmint gum?
Sometimes. So a little Trident spearmint, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed.
Yeah.
Said, yeah.
Yeah. Spearmint has got to be fruity in your top six.
No.
It's really, it's almost unfathomable for me to do this exercise and not have spearmint. I shorted it, but I may have shorted spearmint.
Yeah, no, spearmint did not make my list. Number three for me was watermelon. Definitely a summer thing, watermelon, which watermelon snowballs. Watermelon was my three. My number two, and this one is one of my favorite things, and I'll even get this one now, creamsicle. Get that orange and the vanilla a little bit. Creamsicle is my number two, Jason.
That's an egg custard.
No, it's not an egg custard. It's creamsicle.
What are you talking about?
It's orange and vanilla. It's creamsicle.
Are you messing with me?
No. Creamsicle.
You're from Baltimore.
Yes.
That's the orange one.
Orange.
It's like syrup and like...
It's creamsicle. I've never had egg custard.
Bro, it's an egg custard snowball.
I get creamsicle.
There's no such thing as creamsicle.
I've gotten creamsicle 1,000 times.
Creamsicle is like popsicle from when they...
It's the flavor.
The dude used to come
it's the flavor
the,
of the orange with the vanilla inside.
No.
I've got creamsicle. They have creamsicle right up here in Falls Road.
When the guy comes around riding the bike.
Yes.
What were they called when they bring the ice cream? The ice
creamsicles.
Cream truck guy, you get a creamsicle.
The Good Humor Man.
You get an egg custard.
I get
snowball.
They have creamsicle and egg custard over here in Falls Road. I get creamsicle.
Why wouldn't you just get egg custard?
Because I've never
sounds like a corporate bastardization.
Because
of egg custard.
I don't want egg in my snowball.
It's not really egg in it.
I don't care. I don't like the sound of egg in my snowball. So I've never had an egg custard. I don't know what egg custard is.
I thought you were raised better than this, bro.
Yeah.
Number two,
I got
egg
creamsicle
custard.
With Stu Spinn and Kevin Fruman over here at that snowball stand on Falls Road a couple summers ago.
Why don't you man up and just get egg custard?
Because I don't want egg snowball.
It's not like there's a hardball egg in
I don't
in
know what
there's
it is. I don't know what it is. I don't
want
to know what it is.
But you're telling me you know everything that's in Hawaiian Punch.
It's Hawaiian Punch. It's delicious.
Okay.
Of course.
Go ahead.
I said too. That's a creamsicle.
Egg custard.
Oh, so now we're to number one. You're number one.
Egg custard with marshmallow. I'm not a big marshmallow.
You already said egg custard.
I'm not a big, but this is egg custard.
This is
with
like
marshmallow.
Cedric Mullins in outfield.
No, because this is...
No,
this,
I think that's lame.
Egg custard with marshmallow is the absolute perfect coupling. Some people would
say
chocolate with marshmallow. I never really like that. I don't really like marshmallow on any other flavor of snowball, but egg custard, it gets it from that dark orange to a lighter one. The way it just kind of sits sometimes in the bottom of the cup.
Uh-huh.
Egg custard with marshmallow is the absolute grand slam of all snowball combinations.
The number one snowball flavor is Skylight. Skylight is the number one.
It's even
refreshing
a flavor.
On a summer day.
You mean Sky Blue?
I don't know what Sky Blue is other than I know it's North Carolina's colors. Skylight is the number one snowball flavor. I don't even know if they're the same thing.
I don't know of what you speak.
Skylight.
Sky Blue.
Well,
we would go to Ed's and order.
Yeah, but
Sky
you also
Blue.
Don't have creamsicle, so I don't know who you are.
Because we have egg custard.
Yeah, they're not the same thing. There's no egg in orange in creamsicle. No.
I'm going to start writing a poll.
Yeah, there's no egg.
Cordell,
do you have a list?
I think this will be one where I'm not really on either side here.
That's probably for the best.
By the way, I just want to say my brother liked chocolate and marshmallow.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
I don't really like chocolate in a snowball.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
My dad liked that, too.
But egg custard with marshmallow is...
Chip Wyman back in the day, big chocolate marshmallow guy.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of people did, but egg custard's where it's at.
I mean, you guys have named some things that I would not even eat alone, let alone on a snow cone.
Okay.
But
snowball, not snow cone.
Snowball, snow cone. I guess we used to call it snow cone. But for me, number six, I started with mango. I'm not a big fan of it, but if it's there, it's six. It's on the list. It's at the bottom. Five is lemon lime. I heard you say lime. I'm more of a lemon lime
guy.
It's
good. I thought about it.
Four is watermelon.
Yes.
Three, passion fruit.
What is that?
Man, passion fruit is pretty good.
Sounds like mango.
A little sweeter than
sounds
mango,
like what
I think.
Cicadas have going on in the bushes.
No, it's too good for cicadas. Number two is strawberry. And number one for me was red cherry. I'm a big red guy. So if it's red, anything flavored red, or I mean color red and flavored fruit punch or cherry or something like that, I'll probably.
Can I ask a stupid question? Sure. You said red cherry. Is there any other color cherry?
Well, there's actually
black cherry, I guess.
There is black cherry.
Well, there is a blue raspberry. I've never heard of it. I guess black cherry, yeah.
There's a black cherry, and I guess there's a difference between red cherry and cherry. I'm not sure, but I just have a habit of always asking for red cherry.
So I'm curious if this is something worth sending out to the people, Jason.
I'm working on it.
No, but I'm talking about phone calls. Like, is it sky light or sky blue?
Why would you ever get creamsicle when you can have a custard?
We can ask that. I don't even know what a custard is. I've seen it on a menu.
I've honestly never been more embarrassed of you than right now.
I'll take you to that snowball stand up there right for the show.
I guarantee they have a custard, and I bet it's the number one seller.
I bet you they have creamsicle, too. Got it.
If you have a snowball stand, call us and let us know what you sold more of over time.
I don't care what
a custard or freaking creamsicle.
But that's not the argument. I like creamsicle. You say it doesn't exist.
I've never heard. No, it doesn't. It's a popsicle.
It's a creamsicle flavored snowball. They got it right up the road. If you're near that snowball stand, bring it up. I don't know what egg custard is. But sky blue, skylight. Egg custard, creamsicle, 410-583-1057. Which side are you on? Are you on my side, the right side, or are you on Darth Locke and Forrest's side? Is it sky blue, skylight, egg custard, creamsicle? Your call's next here on The Fan.
Inside Access with Jason Locke and Forrest and Ken Wyman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.